Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, going to be clouds and sunshine today, the high around 75. A tire on the back of a car hauling trailer caught fire after about 9:30 this morning while heading north on Interstate 94 in Racine County. Driver got the carrier off to the side north of Highway K, but the flames increased. Sheriff's deputies arriving using squad car fire extinguishers, but to no avail. That portion of the interstate between K and 4 Mile Road shut down out of concern. At about 10 this morning, one of the deputies at the scene reported the trailer was now engulfed in flames. The northbound on-ramp for Highway K was closed, followed by the east frontage road north of K, everything up to 4 Mile Road. Avoid that area because of that carrier fire this morning. A federal appeals court for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, in a 2-1 decision, upholds the vacated murder conviction against Mark Jensen for the 1998 poisoning death of his wife. As it has with every judicial review, a letter written by the victim, Julie Jensen, urging authorities to look first at her husband if anything happened to her, as allowed as evidence in the Jensen trial, is at the heart of the appeals process. The Wisconsin Department of Justice could now continue its argument with the state Supreme Court. The State Division of Public Health recertifies the City of Racine Health Department as a Level 3 operation based on a comprehensive review that included some 100 pages of documentation. Angela Niskern, the Regional Director for DPH, told the Board of Health that this review included a look at the very basic Level 1 services, but also 14 more services that the city has to raise it to Level 3 status.
Including your food service and recreational licensing and environmental health programming. We heard a lot about the lead poisoning prevention program that you're doing with home assessments and childhood lead testing, the STD and HIV testing and counseling services that are provided, as well as some of the water safety and other initiatives, healthy living initiatives, and the great partnerships that are done here.
City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersock said the recertification would not have been possible without the leadership and work done by Marcia Fernholz in environmental health, Julie Kinzelman directing the laboratory, and Bobby Fergus in community health. Some 2 dozen people went to a neighborhood meeting in Kenosha last night, right across the street from where the Shalom Center is proposing to develop a homeless shelter. The meeting, hosted by Alderman Anthony Kennedy and Patrick Giuliana, giving the folks there a chance to hear about the plans, ask questions, raise some concerns. The Shalom Center's executive director, Lynn Breeze Carroll, said that she anticipated many of the questions that were posed during the meeting.
I think that their concerns were all legitimate. If not legitimate, understandable. Understandable as homeowners. I really didn't think we came up with anything that was insurmountable. Some of them had some good suggestions. We'll follow up on a couple. We'll try to see if we can be good neighbors.
At issue, what it's going to cost to remodel the building, city approvals, the rezoning issue goes before the City Plan Commission in Kenosha later this month. AccuWeather forecast, mixture of clouds and sun today, high of about 75. Northbound I-94 closed at Highway KR in Racine County up to about 4 Mile Road this morning, including the east frontage road, a car carrier that caught fire just after 9:30 this morning. Sheriff's Department indicated it was a tire on the back of the trailer that started it all. The vehicle pulled off to the side, squad car extinguishers utilized, but to no avail, the flames eventually consumed the car carrier. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy found a car stalled halfway on the surface for Highway 20 at the interstate, halfway also on the grassy median, the driver breathing, unresponsive, and with a used needle in his lap. Man was pulled from the car by the deputy, given first aid, including 2 doses of the drug Narcan. That second injection making him responsive enough to communicate. Union Grove Fire Rescue then arrived, took over, brought the man to the hospital. He was eventually taken off to jail on several drug and traffic charges. More legislation, meanwhile, in Madison. Going to try to combat opiate addictions here in Wisconsin. Bob Haig with more on that.
Lawmakers introducing 4 bills as a follow-up to a package passed unanimously and signed into law last year. Representative John Nygren was author of the HOPE initiatives.
There is a legitimate use for opiates in our society. We are not looking to limit that access.
Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Prior to the Kenosha City Council meeting tonight, which was delayed from Monday night because of the holiday, the Finance Committee will get together. The agenda includes a proposal to have cats paying for dogs. It's actually from Police Chief John Morrissey seeking transfer of $5,000 from the special revenue account for cat licenses to deal with the department's 3-dog canine unit expenses. That includes food and veterinary services. Chief Morrissey's memo to the finance panel says the current canine fund is depleted and needed expenses have been covered thus far with his operating budget. He points out that approval to use the cat license fee fund to support the canine program actually was given 4 years ago. Right now that fund has an excess of $5,000. Coming up this afternoon, Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley going to be joined by Bucks President Peter Fagan, representatives from organized labor, and other supporters of a new downtown arena to announce the approved sale of Park East land to the team at the corner of 4th and Juneau. Over the next 9 years, the Park East property is going to be developed into a $400 million mixed-use project that'll occur in three phases. Village of Sturtevant apparently wants to get into the act now, creating an off-leash dog park. Where, though, remains the big question. Board members kicking it around a bit last night will make their suggestions to the village engineer Jeff Smith. He'll do a look-see at locations and some cost estimates. Racine, Kenosha, Burlington, even Union Grove all have secure off-leash dog park facilities. Not going to be a due process hearing tonight at City Hall in Racine regarding the liquor license for Kenny's Tavern at 1300 North Main Street. The matter off now until September 23rd. It had been scheduled, but talks are taking place between the owner and the city attorney's office, which may produce an agreement, and that would eliminate the need to hold the hearing about past activity at the bar. The Racine City Plan Commission meets this afternoon at City Hall. It includes a request to amend the conditional use permit regarding signage at two entrances to Regency Mall. Racine Joint Venture 2 and Hirschman Architects are asking for approval to install a couple of 25-foot-tall pylon signs. The problem is the current height restriction is 15 feet. Signs are requested at different points along Durant Avenue. City and Adams Outdoor Advertising concluded a rather lengthy legal battle earlier this year over a requested 25-foot-tall billboard near the Target store. A settlement of that case allowing a 20-foot-tall sign, along with Adams taking out some other billboards at 16th and Racine Streets. And the Racine Unified School Board Special Committee on Geographic Voting Districts, which has to meet a November 1st deadline, got its very first meeting under its belt last night. Seven members of the group going to be led by board member Mike Frontier. They will meet again every week, every Tuesday, and they'll try to get to that goal of having the school board finally approving something by November 1st. A former Kenosha police officer who resigned after being accused of planting evidence in a homicide case, seeking to have formal charges against him dismissed, claiming that he stepped down under an agreement. 26-year-old Kyle Bars, who used to live in Racine, facing misconduct in public office and obstructing justice allegations. He allegedly planted a bullet and the identification of a suspect in that murder investigation. Kenosha News has attorney Mark Richards seeking dismissal for his client because, quote, the Kenosha Professional Police Association negotiated a deal that would shield Mr. Bars from criminal prosecution upon his resignation, unquote. Kenosha DA's office had sent the issue to Milwaukee from where the charges were issued. Racine Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services meeting at the City Hall Annex this evening. That agenda includes a presentation on disc golf, a donation presentation from the action sports company AGA Nation, which had a bikes, board, and beach event at North Beach last month, and information about the Root River 5K run walk the morning of October the 10th. Racine County created a special court back in 2006 to deal with certain alcohol and drug cases. The county board hearing about the positive strides made since that time. Judge Gerald Patak, who presides over the court, talking about the 54 graduates out of 142 accepted cases. Steve Kadoff graduated in 09, initially just wanted to reduce sentence, says the treatment court tears you down, then can build you up. He's glad to share his experiences so that others can be helped as well.
I talk about this a lot. I don't know where I would be today if it wasn't for drug court. I honestly don't, because like I said, even when I got in there, I wasn't done. So if I was never introduced to drug court, I would not be standing here. I have four kids now. I had two at the time. Who knows? They probably wouldn't know me.
County Board Vice Chair Pamela Zena Richards likening the drug and alcohol court to a very good parent. A police officer in Ashwaubenon checking on a robbery suspect outside of a local motel shot and killed the man in a parking lot near Lambeau Field early this morning. Three officers tried to stop the vehicle about 1 a.m., but the man kept going, eventually pulled into the motel lot on Holmgren Way. Captain Jody Crocker with the police department says the suspect got out with a gun, refused officer commands, and went for the doors to the hotel. That's when gunfire erupted. The suspect died. No officers were hurt. Festival Foods announcing it's going to create a second Kenosha County location in the Village of Summers off 31st Street. Work will begin this fall on that store, the 23rd location in Wisconsin. It's expected to open next summer. Festival, as you know, already has stores along 80th Street on Kenosha's south side, plus its renovated facility off Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton ahead of her appearance in Milwaukee tomorrow at UWM, touting the Iran nuclear deal, but has reservations about Tehran. Congress, she said, has got to choose between the two scenarios to stop Iran's nuclear intentions.
Either we move forward on the path of diplomacy, or we turn down a more dangerous path, leading to a far less certain and riskier future.
Clinton calling the accord imperfect but strong and warned that Iran's path to a nuclear weapon would be expedited if the deal falls through. AccuWeather forecast, sun mixing with some clouds today. We'll have a high in the mid-70s. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.